Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And now, welcome to the next episode of Argue Bros. Well, you got Jess Freeman and Fred in Progress and your host, Nico Pingin, in the building, where we're going to just have a normal conversation for once in our lives.
Can we talk about how I feel like you almost forgot you were the host?
Oh, co-host, excuse me. Co-host.
Nah, you're the host. You just felt like you were going to forget that you were the host for a second there. Felt like you were about to name somebody else the host.
Bro, I really was. I was like, "Yo, who the host?"
Say his government guys.
I was thinking. I was thinking because I also co-host for Pen for Hire. So I was just like,
"Oh, you forgot where you was at?"
Yeah, and then how last week or this week, sometime this week, where I was a guest somewhere and I got introduced. So I still have that.
I forgot you going another pod, man. You dipping waters elsewhere.
Yeah. I was like, yo, what am I doing? But anyways, yo, I saw a funny headline in the news. Officer overdosed on drugs. Bruh, you cannot make this up. Shout out Kevin Samuels.
Duty? Like on duty?
No, they found him at his crib overdosed. Like,
that's what I called that.
But did he have his uniform on?
He was on paid administrative leave. Like, that's one of the most annoying things I like seeing.
Did the overdose?
Nah, he was paid to leave because of the overdose.
Oh, wait, what? And so, wait, his repercussion so far are just like paid leave?
Yep, it's like a free vacation, bro.
He can overdose more on the vacation. And he can pay too. The free time and the money. Like, whoa.
Yeah, he getting paid.
Now he has the experience as well. So he's like, I took like a couple grams too much this time. This time, it's not going to be like last time. Not going to be like last time, fam. He know what grammage should take this time.
They gave him...
Like, last time I'm watching Scarface.
Yo, you wildin'. Yo, that's so fun. And even funnier, and and it's two officers, not just one. They gave them both medical attention. So it's like, not only did they find them drugged out their minds, they gave them free healthcare.
Like, that is actually funny. They tripping together. Do you know what they were on?
Let me see here. It doesn't say. It just says that they were under the influence of something and they didn't look well.
Man, if we get paid to get high, then we have all these crackheads on the corner that could be police officers. All these homeless. we found a solution, my people.
Hey, that's so true, because you know what I'm saying, like the police count is kind of low, so you know, just grab them off the streets, put a uniform on, they're already doing the pipe.
Man, I wonder though how many police officers do drugs though. Real talk,
man.
I wouldn't be surprised at a high number, to be honest though.
That's a scary question. If you asked that to like a police chief, like how much of your staff smokes crack?
Hey, I'm gonna get arrested for nothing.
Say, how many of us? All of us.
Yo, you ask that kind of question, you go out, you leave a couple days later, you're like, yo, is this car following me? Start asking the wrong questions. Start asking the wrong questions, the wrong people.
It's like, yo,
let somebody know before you feel curious that.
I'm gonna call for the police, they're already there.
Yeah, it's like, hey, how'd y'all get here so quick?
Oh, don't worry, we was in the area. right outside my window. What's the area?
Hey, like, we know you got a following, and we just wanted to ask you, like, why'd you have to ask that question on the interview? What they must have a special room for where they store the stuff, right?
Yeah. They have that, and it's difficult to get it from in movies and make it look easy. I forgot what it's called. I think it's lockup or something like that. They make it look easy to steal from, but in reality, it should be difficult. But I mean, everything's managed by people, and people are manipulated and faulty, so I wouldn't be surprised if they can easily get stuff out of there.
Bro, talking about people that can be manipulated in government, an off-duty DEA officer brought his government-issued gun to the Capitol riot, and he initially got scot-free because he got a friend in the FBI that lied for him.
That's that. All that emphasizes is that everyone's human. All that emphasizes everyone human. That's crazy. That man, he brought his registered firearm.
Yes.
For his job. Did he live in the state?
I don't know.
Did he traverse the United States? You know.
For me, that's.
Oh my god! He got his badge too. He said, "Hey, yeah. I'm undercover, dog." He said, "I'm undercover." Oh my god! That man wildin', dude. That man is wildin',
bruh. Like. Yo, Trump.
It's crazy. We're the most gunned up state. How is civil war not going to happen at some point?
That's tough.
Because, like, all the other third world countries and everything, everyone fighting each other. I'm like, we have so many guns. All we need is a spark. And we could go into war. Obviously, we have the systems in place that stop that and repercussions. And us as humans like to live, majority of us. And so we wouldn't go to that extreme. But I'm just saying, like, the guns per capita is generally hilarious. Like, the possibilities that Americans have to kill each other, basically.
I mean, when you have somebody in the FBI and in the DEA that's willing to lie, that's tough. Like, that's tough.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, everyone's human. One and two is just that. Same with, like, so for example, you know your Walmart coworker stealing because if I don't know if you guys, new listeners, we all have Walmart experience. So if you knew your Walmart associate was stealing and you've known them for like 2 to 10 years, because a lot of them have been in those positions for a long time, would you report their stealing or just like whatever?
I plead the fifth.
Good answer. Good answer. What about you, Justin? What about you?
I don't even know what you're talking about, and that's what I'm gonna tell everybody.
Ain't seen nothing, ain't heard nothing. I showed up to work and I clocked in, I clocked out. What you talking about?
Like, you ain't paying me to snitch. What the heck?
Hey bro, hey, hold up now.
Isn't that a whole nother job?
Like, what do you mean?
Asset
like,
protection.
Yeah, asset protection. It's like, you're not paying me asset protection money. I'm just a normal service level. I'm minimum
exactly.
wage. Yeah, pay me at least, you know, extra $5, $10, $15, $20. And that's if I feel like doing that, which I
gotta see some. Yeah, exactly. Because then afterwards, it's more than just money and trading some money in. So I can understand if you think about it on the humanitarian aspect. Like, they've probably been together for so many years. Mm-hmm. That they build such a relationship that, of course, they're going to lie for each other. Of course, they're real close. And then, so that's why I completely expect and understand, like, people in power are way more inclined to do things for the people next to them instead of the people they're supposed to protect, which is the public.
Like, how pea-sized a brain do you have to be to bring your government-issued gun, your badge?
That just shows confidence. That's confidence
and
right there.
And then you're capable of getting your friend to lie. And these dudes gotta take oaths. Like, there's just like, did you really think this through, or like you
the,
just
the
really
oath is
believe?
A marketing psychology ploy, fam. just like with anything else, it literally just some people believe in it, and for most, it's just a great way to make the public believe in them. Just like the oath, man, we gonna stand by that. I don't believe that. The oath is just words. Everyone depends on the person who really accepts it. And over time,
corruption.
You want to know a fun fact?
Bro, he said under
oath. There are gangs within the police system.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
They would all have the same specific tattoo depending on their unit.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's why it's dangerous in general. But I mean, like, there's actually a really good article. It's like a deep dive into it where somebody did a lot of research into it. I have to see where it's at again. But it's like 10 to 20 articles, a compilation of all the gangs in like L.A., GA, and a few other states that they know about. And that still exist, like still working, like the names and everything. It's like, and we still ain't doing nothing about it. Because we're talking about police. The police unions
Who's
are so
gonna
strong.
Who's going to police the police?
Like, but there's caveats to that, though. Like, I'm all for, like, police ruining everything, but I'm also all for we need to have a replacement. But change is going to take a while to happen because there's so much power involved that even slight change won't really affect much.
I mean, haven't you?
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't push for change, but I mean, just in general, it's going to take a while, and we have to target it correctly, and literally, people on both sides are difficult to deal with.
But haven't you played San Andreas, bro? didn't you see how hard it was when you played San Andreas, how hard it was to be able to get that corrupt officer to get locked up? You have to beat the whole game. And that's a video game. You have to beat the whole game in order to get the police, the corrupt police officer that will steal drugs and then use him, just like what that article looked like. And then not only frame him pretty much, but also expose his secrets. Expose everything that he's done, every person that he's blackmailed over the coming years, every person that he's had contacts with that he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a video game. And even in the video game, it was hard. Imagine how it is in real life to get some corrupt officials out of office, getting corrupt police officers out of duty.
I think it's going to be a while in general. For any just like with any change of anything, you first have to replace the old. And to replace the old, you're going to have a lot of withdrawals. Because replacing the old requires destruction.
But as you replace the old, you're going to have the new upcoming, you know, academy student police officers that are learning from the old that are corrupt.
I'm talking about like the system in general, like replacing all of it.
Oh, the whole system?
Yeah, and that's something that's like a revitalization, and that will require like government intervention on a United States presidential level, but that's not going to happen. Mm. And that's why I'm a pessimist in the fact that I look at like where we're currently at, and it's going to take a while for any change to really happen. So I'm not too worried about it. So that's why obviously, like a lot of people, I don't expect massive change anymore, but I'm not saying I won't do anything about it. Like I still going to support and protest and stuff like that. And I still feel the exact same way that I felt before.
Massive change is when there's going to be a mass population, like a mass wipeout. That's when there's the only time there's going to be change. Whether it's natural or government influenced, there's going to be some sort of wipeout, and that's only going to force people to come together. And then they're still going to be separate, but together.
Like a war?
Or natural causes, or just like, you know, bullshit, like alien invasion, supposedly, shit like that.
Or another disease like COVID.
Exactly.
You think COVID united us?
No, but it did in a way.
I don't think it united us. I think it enlightened us, because throughout all these tumultuous times, you were able to see the people around you more. Because when there's stress involved, you really can tell systems and people apart.
Nah, I feel like because of COVID, they realize we can't just get up and go outside and see whoever we want. So we actually have to be like, and think about people and be like, you know what? Let me give this person a call. Let me give this person a text. Before COVID, I'll run into them eventually. Or we'll meet up soon enough.
I mean, it was a big difference though, because now everybody had to be just like you.
Oh, everybody. I just had no growing pains. That was like day as usual.
Yeah. For me, it was more so of an accelerated growth. Like, oh, snap, I could do everything I want now. I like 100%. Like, now I'm capable. Like, now I don't have to say no to people.
Be like, pandemic. Pandemic's a new no. Pandemic. COVID. Just like, say those things like,
hey, you want to go out to eat to this new restaurant that's still open during this deadly pandemic that's been killing off people like flies? Nah, because of the pandemic, bro. It's like, I want to stay home by myself. It's like, what? Why would you do that? Because there's a pandemic going on. And talking about pandemic, what were y'all doing in the pandemic? Were y'all like gaming or like watching shows, like binging on stuff?
Man, I was healing.
And I know for a fact I was learning, and I was also playing a lot of video games.
Man, I was thinking about what I wish I would have been doing, which I wish I would have been whittling wood already. Instead, I was doing research, working, playing some video games, trying to build some businesses.
Whoa. Can you repeat that? You've been what? Whittling wood?
Whittling. Wood whittling. Oh, it's what I just started. That's my new hobby.
What type of wood, boy? You better stop
Boy thought I said diddling. Nah, I'm wood whittling, boy. Using the sharp ways, and I wish I would have done that prior, because I would have had some skills like 3, 4, 6, 5 months ago when I thought about it. But now I'm starting to do it. I'm about to have some fun with it. About to transform some wood into some sculptures or some.
Yeah, because you can transfer that skill over to like ice and stuff like that once you get good enough, no? Or stone?
Different material, but same concept. So yes, and different material, different tools, but similar concepts. It's just like art in general. Like once you learn how to draw, you then can branch off to different styles of drawing. Mm-hmm. Once I learned how to shape wood and craft with my hands, the dexterity and everything else will cross over. The understanding of material would be different. Why am I
now
sound
you,
so...
I, yeah. Now you're just going to do that for fun? Or like you're going to stream? You're going to sell your stuff? Or you just like that hobby? You just like how it feels? Have you touched any of the wood materials that you would use? Or just like you're enamored by the concept?
Enamored by the concept, and I'm just going to sleep with some basswood at night. Just like breathe it in, you know? So you want to always hold a nice piece of basswood. You can feel the texture. Just one day, I'm going to wake up and be like, on the molecular scale, I'll understand how basswood forms.
But isn't wood expensive during the pandemic?
Hell no, it's cheap. I mean, it depends. The wood.
I mean, that lumber. Is expensive. Lumber expensive?
Yeah, it's lumber. It's lumber for building houses, though. Like, that kind of wood is expensive. But I ain't about to...
What kind of wood that you're using? Isn't that the same?
No, I'm using this... this basswood is good. Yeah, it's basswood. Is apparently good for whittling because it's very soft, and so you're able to shape it easily, amongst other things. So that's what I'm using. Yeah, what I wish I would have been doing during COVID time. But hey, I'm starting now.
Fred, you about to be Jesus? About to be a carpenter, bro?
maybe one day I'll go into like getting the chainsaws and get real serious about wood making. But for right now, I just want to make a little hand size sculptures. You know. Do a little crafting. I bet a lot of people started crafts during COVID time, though.
Yeah, arts and crafts, probably selling them on Etsy and eBay and stuff like that, making some good pandemic money. You know what I'm saying? Because people love arts and crafts, so especially with Mother Nature and stuff like that. And then if you're able to actually not even be good at it, but just be consistent at it, because naturally you get skilled over time when you don't give up over something.
Mm-hmm. And well, this is a long term kind of thing right here, for sure.
And you being the individual that you try to, you know, be the best person at all times, trying to get the best materials at all times, by the time that you actually gain those skills and you put those skills with the passion and the hard work, you know what I'm saying?
This is something for me to relax and meditate to.
But can you draw?
Like, I wish I would have done that earlier. Can you draw?
No,
can I draw? Nah, I mean, can I draw like a straight line, or like draw like literally draw? Like, I can do either of those things.
It's like, do any of those come into play?
I mean, you got to be able to you have to be able to mark your wood so you know your cuts are going to be like just like rough drafts, but not too particular. Just like what
So you could be a bad drawer and a good whittler.
Yeah, and that's why I chose a craft where I don't have to have skills I'm not good with. Like, I'm not good with drawing. I can't draw a straight line sometimes. I got to use a ruler. I know some of y'all out there with me. What's up? Ruler gang.
Yeah, for me, it's too hard.
I appreciate the skill. I appreciate that skill a lot.
My imagination is too vivid. So it's like how you are with your perfectionist mindset. That's how I am when drawing. Like, it's not good enough the moment I come up with it. So it's just like, oh, I'm infuriated. Like, it's not coming out how I have it in my head. Like, my hands don't match what I have in my head. So it just pisses me off whenever I try drawing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just leave this for my nephew or for somebody else that knows what the heck they're doing.
I completely feel you. And I just want to say, holding this basswood in my hands while we record, it's taken the life of me not to just use one of my knives to just start scraping at it. I have no idea what I'm doing whatsoever.
Have you done enough research on how to actually cut?
Yeah. I know the basics. I haven't tried it though, because I just got my wood today. You feel me? I mean, I had wood on me, but I just got this wood.
Do you know the idea of what you're gonna be drawing or creating for the first couple of blocks?
I'm just gonna be practicing the cuts, man. Just like with anything, you learn the basics, master the basics, then everything else will become easier. So I'm just gonna spend like the first few weeks just mastering the basic cuts, and I'll do a few basic projects. It's gonna be day one whittling. Just like I know this is gonna be my new hobby over time for the next few years. I know you're trying to pick up flutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flute playing back when I was in the band at Ed White Middle School, man. Man, I knew I was the best flute player. Like, I mean, I don't even like to toot my horn like that, but man, I used to listen to the band director. Like, I felt like I was one of the only people that that was actually listening to what he's saying. Like, if you want to be a good player for a flute or any wind instruments, you have to have a very good lung capacity. If you don't have very good lung capacity, you're not going to be that good.
Man, and even breath if game strong.
Yeah, and even if you don't have one, you can still play a lot of soundtracks and stuff like that. And he showed us a lot of different tips and techniques. But you know how kids are during those times. The kind of jokes and roasts I would have to put up with in that room, man. Yo, I used to have to use my flute as a freaking lightsaber, bro.
Bro, like, what, fam?
Anybody talk trash? It's like, you come next to me, I'm breaking this on your head, bro. It's
as like, a kid in general, being in a band in general, I'd assume is difficult. Like, especially in that kind of school we went to.
Yeah, like, you know, the guys who played the drums, they always thought that they were the ish. You're like, oh, you know, we the backbone of the band. Without us, it ain't nothing. Da 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 da. And then you got the trumpet players that's like, oh nah, we got the this and that. And it's just like, why can't we just agree that if we all play together, we make some good music?
There got to be a hierarchy. Everything requires a hierarchy.
No, there was a hierarchy because the flute.
No, I'm talking about internally, because everyone, humans need a hierarchy.
Oh, and yeah,
flute
yeah.
players are the easiest ones to target because you're a flute player.
Yeah, and at the time, I was like, guys, we're the first. Like, we were always the first to enter anything. We were always the first to like sit in the front row. Like, you would see the flute players before you saw everybody else. So I was like, I mean, yeah, you can use that as a justification, but like, nobody is going to remember who you are. That was always my comeback. It's like, no one's going to remember. Like, we were sitting at the front, you know? But yeah. And the reason I'm getting back into it, 'cause I started to realize, like, you know, forget what those people used to say about me. And whatever, because I knew that I could play my instrument way better than any of them. And if I did their instrument and I had the same focus and dedication to that, I could play it as well. But, you know, realizing now, like, I would probably still choose a flute over anything, because you can't be overly too loud. You know what I'm saying? It's like a controlled energy output, because with a it's just like with Taekwondo that I'm picking up now too. It's like, you can't just like use 100% force on a consistent basis. You have to have a lot of control in order to be very effective with it.
And what you do. Yeah. What about you, Justin? You got any new hobbies you added onto your life?
No.
Are you still on the music grind? Just making the music still is amazing.
Yeah, that's my new hobby. Literally. Everything else.
Pumping out the beats.
Like, I hike, I fucking play basketball, I do every other sport, this and that, you know, so. I think a new hobby that I'm actually gonna focus more on is bodybuilding, but compact, like heavy lifting.
Oh, you gonna spend more time in the gym?
Yeah, I want to transform.
What, you trying to be a transformer?
No, I want to transform like a little caterpillar, you know?
Oh, he's trying to get the butterfly muscles, eh?
Hey,
bro, for real. Like,
I'm here today, gone tomorrow.
Depending on your diet.
Yeah, it's so true.
Like, real talk. Because that's all hobbies are, is where you enjoy spending your time at.
Mm-hmm.
What you enjoy doing with it. That's where I realized is that if you can enjoy what you're doing, and that's why I picked this hobby, then it's more beneficial than you focusing on just like working your life away or making more money. I'm glad I learned that earlier in life. I'll definitely going down the trajectory of like just work really hard to try to make as much money as possible and missing out on like enjoying my time on the worth, you know? Especially in these young years, I really should be enjoying myself in these young years. So just wasting my time trying to make money on, and I'm not saying making money and spending time hustling hard is bad. It just, there should be balance.
Yeah, without balance, you're just an extremist.
And so I'm leaning into my hobbies. And that's why whittling is something I wanted to do for many months during COVID, but I put it off because of the price to get into it. And then as well, it's like it takes so much time. Like whittling takes time to get good at. But that's what it is for. It's for you to like to spend time just enjoying the craft, relaxing. Yeah,
it's like how people do with fishing. Like they're not doing it to like make $1,000 or like catch thousands of fish. It's mm-hmm. It's a good way to do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And but it provides an outcome. So I can literally provide an outcome of my wood afterwards, or I shape it into.
But if you're going to do it like and dedicate yourself to it, are you going to start like getting other people involved and getting them to join your hobbies or stuff like that, or are you just doing it for yourself?
I'm doing it for myself, but I think it'll be fun. Like I've had other whittlers. Like I'm about to have so much fun with that word whittle. If I can get some other whittlers to join me, whether in person or online or something, you know, I can give me some whittle buddies. Like I'm thinking about streaming on Twitch, just my wood whittling, like day one whittle, like whittle me away, the whittler. I'm sorry, I got a lot of puns for whittling.
Just that one, I think you just go viral with just wood whittler.
The straight basic, new age whittling.
The wood whittler. Oh my goodness.
Okay, I may just put it out there. Of course, I'm posting once I whittle and actually make some. I'm gonna do day one whittle. Be like, hey, I turn this block into a smaller block. Day one. It's gonna be. So I'm gonna definitely post my whittling journey because it's gonna be a fun thing for me. I'm leaning completely into it as my new hobby. So I'm excited about it. I mean, it's something I don't have to have expectations on, but I can completely delve into it and enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you take like progressive pictures, like if it takes you like let's say 2 weeks to accomplish something, you could like take progressive pictures and either do you know on your story or put them all together in like a collage type of thing, where it's like a boomerang or a GIF or whatever. And, like it started like this block, and then as it progressed, it's like. It just transforms into the finished product. And it's like, yeah, your boy did that. The wood whittler.
Oh, yeah.
Whittle me this. How long do you think it took to whittle this away?
Oh, snap. Yeah, you could do that too. It'd be like...
I got a lot of whittle puns. Like, dude, I got a lot of whittle puns, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to save them for when I actually use them.
And then you could be like, whittle me this. Whoever guesses right gets a whittle version.
Oh my god. Hey, real talk. I can do raffles on my whittle gear.
Right,
gets my wood.
Oh my god, yo. For real though. I can do raffles for my whittling, man. Like once I get good enough, I can raffle my whittling away.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That actually would be fun.
The Instagram post is just at the bottom, asterisk, pause. Not that kind of wood.
Oh my god, yo. Crazy thought, guys. Crazy thought. Now imagine if we combined all three of our hobbies. So, for example, I can whittle a sculpture, right? Mm-hmm. Then Rafi can play a flute, and Justin, you can put the flute together into a song, and we can make a music box. So when they open it, and the whittled wood sculpture is in there, it plays the music that you two made.
Oh my god!
It could literally be a hobby we have, and it could make a product.
We're just missing the engineer that can make it happen.
Not an engineer, more like a problem solver, which we all are. So I mean,
you're talking about a hobby, right?
Yeah. So all we need is, for example, it's not too difficult. We need like a Black Pi chipset, something like that, that we can make play the music. We could outsource the box and stuff like from China, like everyone else does something. And like, even if we don't sell it, that could be gifts, or like, for example, we have a group, everyone gets one, stuff like that. That can be fun things that we could do with our hobbies.
Internal group. Mm-hmm. Like everybody gets a specific one. Now, are you gonna create one box per, or what specifically are you doing? Like, are you gonna get China to like mass produce what's inside the box too, or
no? I would do limited times. Like, I would curate it. Like, the reason I thought of this idea, I like combining things that I like together to mm-hmm. make a project out of it, and work on this one project, whittling this one thing, and then you guys make a certain type of song with the flute. Like, we could.
I mean, I'm pretty sure somewhere in Alabama you can find somewhere that you can outsource this on the cheap too. Alabama's pretty cheap.
Outsource what? Like boxes?
Uh huh.
Like, oh yeah, for sure. Alabama, I know somebody who actually makes wood, like straight wood boxes. Yeah. Like that's one of their things.
So you could just easily network with them. Yeah, you easily network and be like, hey, And after you finish this, listen, I got another problem I can solve. Listen, I'm over 6 feet tall and I got problems with chairs. I got problems with desks. Could you do some custom stuff too?
Hey, man, we like get some wood whittling, get actual person who can make me a chair. Then I'll just need a leather man to get me some leather. Like, fam, we can go real old school, fam. Like,
yeah, you just definitely go to a farmer and be like, hey, farmer, you got any leather skin? You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy things with my hands, but I stayed away from it so long. And now that I'm going back into it, I'm genuinely excited.
And it's kind of funny because since you played a lot of video games, you don't know it, but you have very good eye-hand coordination.
That is true, yeah. But I'm excited. Hobbies are a great thing to have. And definitely good thing to spend some time on, because it definitely frees your mind up from the real stress of life and other things you got going on. Because you gotta have some time away to something you enjoy that's not work-related. Which I know a lot of people do, but it got to be at least something worthwhile.
They're talking about stuff that people use to waste time.
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
And that people enjoy. Yo, Netflix is including free video games for their subscribers. That's something I never would have thought that I would have seen. One, Netflix getting into video games, and two, for free.
And are they like what kind of video games are they talking about? Like, are they talking about mobile phones?
I'm thinking that too. Like, I'm thinking like at some point they're going to up it like to 20, 30, 40 bucks a month. Cause it's like, no way in heck you're going to be offering free video games. Like, they hired one of the guys from EA to get on board and start.
Yeah.
They started that project. I was like, oh.
What happened to Redbox? That reminds me of Redbox. You remember Redbox? They used to be outside like Walgreens and CVS and stuff. Does that still exist? Because that's what Netflix did now. Because Redbox used to rent out video games and movies, and now Netflix could literally be Redbox, but you pay subscription. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about when you said they offer games now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I used to think that Netflix was just going to stick strictly to just like content on a visual end. You know, and if they do video games, they might as well just get into music too.
I wouldn't be surprised they eventually get into streaming, like podcasting at least. I'm genuinely surprised Netflix didn't get into podcasting already. That's what all the other major conglomerations for media is getting into right now, is throwing money into podcasters.
They said that they're not interested in live sports, but they're interested in video games. That's how you know for a fact that esports is going to be a very big.
Oh my god, that is true. Yeah. Video games in general, because once they come more and more mainstream, as they are getting, then the sport behind it will grow as well. Just like with basketball, the more people who play the game, the more people will want to watch it at a higher level.
The more they'll respect the people that can do it at a high level on a consistent basis. Because when they start, when everybody has
they can't do it.
Yes, when everybody has access to play, you know, let's say like League of Legends or whatever, and then you see somebody do a pentakill and you've been playing forever and you haven't even got a double or a triple kill. It's like, dang, that dude got a pentakill? How'd he do that? And it'd be funny if people that have TVs that only have like the controls that move left, up, down, right or whatever. I'm trying to play like complicated games on the video game plants.
Yo, you remember them old little gaming station that come with like the three RGA prongs that you plug into your TV and it's just a joystick and like 99 in one game? Yeah. Yo, Netflix about to be like that, fam. They gonna send us a controller Joy-Con, we plug it into Netflix. I'm over there with a Joy-Con playing some pinball. Like what? I like what is that? How are you gonna play the game using your TV remote? Like, what are we doing here? What kind of games are they gonna throw up in there? I'm curious.
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting thing once they start to roll that out. You know, I know their shareholders, when they saw that, they must have been like, ka-ching, I see growth in this.
That's a new market. That's what they saw.
So they're not only is that a new market, they're about to be top dog in that market. They're gonna be the cream of the crop because I'm pretty sure they're gonna start investing a lot into developing that into a real like profitability thing.
Like, they have to already have seen where they're gonna get profit from, or else they wouldn't have made this huge change. We just haven't seen it yet. I'm curious though.
They're not increasing costs. That's the biggest thing that's jumping out to me. Like, how are they not increasing costs? Like, they're hiring.
Because if they increase costs, they probably lose the clientele they need to test their new product. So why increase costs just yet? They need to retain customers for right now. Because the more people on Netflix right now, the more information they can glean to then charge more money so they can see how much they can get it for, you know?
Yeah, because
that's what I'm thinking about, probably.
They're specifically targeting mobile gamers. So I'm pretty sure, like, they might, like, what, create or draft their own, like, Angry Birds or, like, stuff like that. And then, or I think they're going to do, like, how The Walking Dead had that interactive story mode thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, like I don't know if you ever.
I forgot the name it was called. I've seen it, but I don't
know. I played it before on the iPhone because they had like a day or whatever when it was free, and you could play like Walking Dead, and you had your own story, and you could do left and right and change the story. I'm pretty sure like they're gonna start doing stuff like that, and like you know, for the shows that I would like to have that kind of opportunity would definitely be the Carbon, Black Carbon,
mm-hmm.
Bruh. Being able to have like multiple lives
and transport through them.
yeah. Can you imagine what kind of video game that'd be? That'd be lit.
You know what kind of had a lot of hype, similar to like what Netflix is doing right now with the gaming world, but shut down quick, was the VR gaming things.
Mm.
Oh yeah, like, they have been real silent lately. They've not been.
Yeah.
Wait, with VR? Wait, where?
Like in general, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about VR in a while, man. Like people playing that still? Like I'm curious. Like I wonder if it's the price point. I mean, it's only like how much is it, like 600, 700, 500?
Yeah, it's definitely the price point.
I mean, people buy PS4s and stuff. I don't know because I guess you got to get the PC first, and then you have to get into VR, or you get like PlayStation.
You have to get a computer that can run this.
No, you can do VR for.
Yeah, I haven't heard many people playing it a lot though. Yeah, plus no. Xbox.
Yeah, the amount of people that would get it on there versus the PC is
different,
like,
yeah.
It's like 100-1 type of thing. Because think about it, most people that get an Xbox and a PlayStation, they're not getting it for a VR. And it's because
like,
of
the technology. When I say software, I mean like the games. Yeah, I mean like the games are like not as innovative as they could be. You know, like just for the new, just like when PCs and stuff and everything first came out, the games were real shitty first. And so just like that, the whole new platform of game types. So I give it like a good 5 years before like real amazing games start coming out. You know you have your big bangers that just came out with it, such as like Pavlov and like that Skyrim one. But of course there's gonna be limitations as well. Yeah, like the big titles for VR.
The best one was the one with Steam.
I'm not talking about like the head. I'm talking about like games, like the big games.
Yeah. Steam launched a game for VR. Half-Life Alyx, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Alyx, yeah.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 on Steam, 92% PC.
Yeah, like, see, that's what I'm talking about. There's big bang gamers, but I mean, like, those are very far and few between to make worth buying at this point. It's still a niche. It's still a niche concept, basically, what I'm saying.
Yes, it's definitely a niche, and there's not enough people. And
Oh my God. One second. That just made me think of something. Have y'all looked at Steam's offering, like, a handheld game thing station?
Yeah, I saw that. Completely ripped off Nintendo.
Yeah, and I'm just like I don't care. Like where's the PSP? Yeah, it's like it has some of the specs the same of a computer. You can play like the Steam games but handheld. They don't have like the price of what it could be, but you can like reserve one for $5. I think they have an estimated price. Look it up, see what it looks like right now, price wise. Steam Deck. Yep, Steam Deck. But yeah, PlayStation, though. Sony, yo, we need another PSP because the games you'll have on there, like I want to play Call of Duty, but on a PSP handheld places, like my guy, like I want to play some Need for Speed, some Tekken on a handheld again. I don't even play video games like that anymore, but I would do it. I'll go outside and play some video games. Like if you give me a PSP, man.
I mean, get a Switch.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is overpriced.
Nintendo games, I don't like them. I don't like a Nintendo game, man. I don't want to play no Mario or Zelda. I, no offense to all y'all, I know y'all are like. And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the listener. There is so many people who are like cultist followers for Nintendo, and I don't mean to insult you. It's just not
that's
my
how
games.
They make their money from people that are just riding the wave.
Yeah, they cultist every, from young. They build every, them children up to like Nintendo
every,
games.
But I feel like every kind of video game system has their niche. Like Sony, you know, you're going for M-rated games.
Yeah, a lot of multiplayer, a lot of storyline, a lot of like real good.
You know, Nintendo, you're going for a lot of G and PG rated games. You're going for a lot of family oriented.
A lot of the arcade type. Yep. That's never been me.
Yeah, you're not really going for like, I was surprised when I started seeing Nintendo having like Blood and Gore games. Like, there's Call of Duty on Nintendo? Like, what? And then when I saw the PlayStation start doing family friendly stuff, like when they had the PlayStation All-Stars and they had Kratos, the God of War, get defeated by like this paper dude, I was like, okay.
Remember we had, remember when the Wii had Metal Gear or something like that. Not Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear
Solid. It was like a Metal Gear Solid, or was it? Yeah, no, yeah. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like it was like a Call of Duty kind of game almost. And you had to use like the Wii controllers and hold like a gun, just like the VR handheld one with like the Wii. That was like the most action kind of packed game that I like on like Nintendo. But again, it didn't play well because you had like
a bow and arrow?
No, it was like an actual gun. Like you were actually using like M1 Grand, and they had you using like other like M16 and stuff like that. I don't remember the name of it. It was like a game similar to Call of Duty, but I don't think it was that genre. I mean, that James Bond. It was a Bond game. That's what it was.
Yeah, but that was fun. I still feel like the Steam Deck is way too overpriced for what it brings to the table.
Bro, I'll have to wait and see because they have a lot to show, and I'm like, how is the game's going to transfer over playing it on a controller? There's a lot left to see. Like they only released a few information regarding. I want to see some people have it and do some video reviews.
I wonder if it's
going to
be cross platform too.
You mean like be able to play like Xbox and PC games and stuff, or
no? Like Steam Deck being able to have like let's say Counter-Strike on, and being able to play with PC dudes.
Yeah, I do wonder that. I wonder how the online version that works. I know like works with like Steam games for like single player and stuff. That's why I wonder where does the online aspect come in, or if they even considered that.
I mean, I know they definitely that, because I'm thinking, how am I gonna, you know, crap on people
on my with computer. The controller, fam? What?
I'd be like, hey, y'all playing the Steam Deck? I got a mouse and a keyboard. What's up?
Yo, imagine 5 people on Steam Deck. That's why I'm wondering, man. Like, how is this gonna affect? Like, I don't know. That's gonna be interesting because that they have to literally code that all in for some games to run on there correctly. So that's why I'm curious what their limitations are, because there's got to be limitations. But all I've heard is good things. I want to know how it works and what games are really going to be able to play well on it, and which games aren't. I'll decide if I actually want one or not. You know.
I know for a fact I don't like handheld games like that. Once I got a gaming rig, I was like, mouse and keyboard is for me. Although I will say, as an owner of a VR headset, you know, VR games are very compelling, but they just don't have, there's not enough that have that boom. It's not a seamless integration. It's more It's more so like they're just doing it just because the technology's there. Like you mentioned, like it's first, second generation of gaming. They don't have it. Like they barely have first-person shooters effectively. Like, can you imagine once they're able to like have first-person shooters with VR? Like, dude,
man.
The moment they have multiplayer first-person shooters with a VR headset, that's going to be like, especially if Call of Duty picks up a VR game.
Damn,
or Activision, Activision.
I'm like, once technology catches up and they're able to make some real good stuff. And once I know they're working on like the treadmill, the gyro treadmill that runs in all three directions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So once they do those kind of things, I think VR is going to pop off way more.
Yeah, that'd be even crazier. Especially like, think about it, a 5v5 VR. And then, and like the way that the world is going, that could be like in the Olympics in like less than 2 decades.
Exactly. Plus, it'll be more physical. So maybe people will respect it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is different than the keyboard warriors. We gotta be in shape and know how to shoot.
Like legitimate, yeah. Yeah, I've been going to the shooting range to practice and stuff. Like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a professional shooter in video games.
can you imagine though if professional esport teams recruit like Marines and stuff like that? Like, especially like for
that
Olympics,
would be crazy.
And stuff
the crossover, like that. The crossover would be crazy.
Yeah, like you're getting the best sharpshooters from the military to join your esports team to represent the United States versus, you know, insert whatever country comes in second.
Yeah, the crossplay would be crazy because the muscle memory would be crazy as well.
Unless, you know,
I'd say 10 years. 10 years. 10 years is enough time for them to figure that kind of stuff out, like technology wise. And I mean, like. By that, I mean like the gyro, little trackpad thingy, foot, little treadmill, majiggy, and other pieces. I think 10 years would be dope. for that kind of stuff.
It's like, do you think that people would be able to like game all night doing stuff like that?
Hey, like less running fat all gamers.
Mm.
You can't be fat and enjoy the game. You can get some workouts. Be like, yo, I got to take a shower. I just been sweating. I'll play. What are you doing? I'll play a competitive match.
Yeah, it's like, this is competitive. I had to play for real, man.
And they about to lose weight without not even because they want to get good at the game. Be like, I gotta.
That was seven. I had 17 kills, 2 deaths. Yeah, they couldn't kill me. I was ducking and dodging. I was running. I did my cardio training. They couldn't hit me. I know there was a lot of other people, unhealthy people on the other team.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be similar to when We Fit came out.
Yeah,
for that kind of stuff, you feel me?
Well, you know, when you have things like that are going on, you just got to make a decision. Like, am I gonna pull the plug? Am I gonna wait for the next generation? And then once the new generation does come through, it's like, at what point do you? I know for a fact, I can't wait until like MMORPGs come out. Like mm-hmm. real good ones, not just the ones that are out right now. Because I played some of them that are out right now. They're all right. They feel mostly like how Pokemon Red came out and stuff like that. And it's like, if I was a kid, I'd be thrilled. But as an adult, it's like, you gotta do a little bit better to catch my attention and my money. Like, I'm not just dropping. I'm not just dropping it because you're first generation. Mm-mm. You gotta wow me. Yo, can you imagine zombies? You got a whole squad.
Like, video games are gonna be so dope in 10 years from now or so.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like, man,
back
I'm
in
so
my
jealous.
Day, we played video games on TV. Now you play them in real life.
Yeah, you playing them for real.
Not even we played video games with sticks.
Like, man. What?
Like, what?
That's gonna be such an amazing thing.
In 10 years, we're gonna have Jarvis.
Ooh,
yes. Yeah, I should evolve it 2 years by now. Yeah, I don't know that far, but definitely to a way better extent than we have now, man. Siri is going to listen to me when I speak, at least.
And I just saw like the other day, like ESPN showed that there's some VR headsets that allow you to inflict pain or feel pain. Like I saw one where a guy put an extra thing on his headset, and like every time he got hit or whatever, it would like shock him in the head. Like he was boxing or whatever, and I was like, I don't know if I want that though. Especially like if they do some like Mike Tyson level or Rocky kind of game where it's like your face like hard mode, like that uppercut hits you, man. You gave yourself a black eye buying that game, buying that expensive equipment. They'd be like, hey, how'd you get that black eye, Fred? And it's like, man, this video game. It's like, yeah, man, I was trying to fight Mike Tyson, man. And he slept me, bro.
Like, oh my God, that would be interesting, though. See, that stuff we can do already. Like, if we wanted to add pain to the game, all we have to do is program it in and put on something that either shocks you, stabs you, or something. That's simple. Simple to add on now anyway.
Well, you know, I'm just overjoyed that technology, I feel like it's finally going in a positive light in a world that's so dark and there's so many sad things going on. Netflix is trying to give us hope, trying to give us some free games, free way to take off the mind that in a couple of months, like Justin said, they're going to increase the pricing crazily. Once people start getting addicted to playing, it's like, hey, if you want to keep these free games, the plan subscription just going to go up by $5, $10, $15. But the games are still free.
Also, I wonder, are they going to do more, head more for the mobile market? Because it'll be easier to just launch games on the mobile market than anything else. A whole new meeting for Netflix and chill, fam. Be like, I'm Netflix and chilling with the boys tonight. Like, what you talking about? Be like, nah, we playing the games. It's Netflix game night. What you mean? Well, even nice and questionable.
Have a good ring to it, man.
They're gonna have to come up with a new term, something besides Netflix and chill.
With the boys or with the girls?
With the boys. So with the girls, it can stay Netflix and chill. But when you game with the boys on Netflix, it's got to be something else. Don't worry, it'll come. Leave it to the internet. The internet will come up with it.
Well, in regards to wrapping this up, what y'all got going on that other people can hop onto? Y'all got any interesting projects coming up?
Right. Stay tuned. Music and writing. Yes, sir.
Blink blow. You, Fred, what you got going on?
Definitely to keep an eye out. I'm going to be launching my coaching business very soon, within the next week. Probably, I don't know, whenever this podcast comes out, I probably have already started.
But yeah, this is going to be like, check that out. In like August. Check that out.
I'm trying to change some people's lives after my life's been changed. And also, once I start whittling, I'm going to whittle on Saturdays, probably for like 2 to 4 hours on Saturdays, man. Come check out the whittle stream. Whittle me this. We could whittle, learn to whittle together. Whittle movement, man. The whittle movement is alive and well, man.
Yo,
hey, come learn how to navigate this piece of wood here. This nice, beautiful bass wood together with me. And trust me, man, it's going to be day one whittling. We're going to start off with like the basic cuts, okay?
What if your fan base is mainly country white people?
Hey, man, if they vibing with the whittling, I don't mind, man. Whittle up. Whittle up, boy.
That's so funny. I have a feeling that's going to be your surprising.
Like, my demographic?
You're just going to have to get into country music.
I'll be like, Whittle Gang. I'm going to say Whittle Gang, and all my country boys will be like, Whittle Gang.
You're gonna have a lot of people just be like, man, did you see that black boy, man? He was cutting stuff up, man. I would be just so afraid if he had a knife next to me.
Oh my god, fam! What Whittle City out here, boy? What about you? What about you?
Me, I'm always, you know, producing content. I got the NicoPenguin.com website, trying to get on a consistent basis a blog post in English. Y también en español, ya ustedes saben que lo que. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big because I like to put my thoughts out there, even though people hate my thoughts. And then, of course, I try to drop out this Argue Bros on a consistent basis. We're trying to drop it on Wednesdays consistently because that's how we know that people are listening. As well as, you know, you can listen to my stories. You can read my books and finally launch the comic. And we're just consistently trying to improve every day. Other than that, you know, it was a fun episode talking about how corrupt officials are corrupt, how Netflix is expanding, and how Fred is about to be a whittler. Argue Bros, out.
Peace.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.